I'm speaking with Brian Jennings, who is Executive Vice President of the American Coalition for Ethanol, and we're going to talk about the EPA announcement that they are delaying the final rule on volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard for 2014 until 2015. Brian, what is the reaction of the American Coalition for Ethanol to this announcement?
Well, Cindy, this is a pleasant surprise for members of the American Coalition for Ethanol and renewable fuel supporters in general. There's no doubt about the fact that big oil was very close to pressuring EPA into making the kind of decision that would have turned the renewable fuel standard on its head. It would have undermined really the centerpiece of the RFS, which is to ensure that fuels that reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower the price at the pump for consumers can make it onto the market. It would have turned the RFS into a program that confines the use of renewable fuels instead of supports the use of renewable fuels. And I have to tell you, until as recently as, you know, late last week, we were expecting very bad news. I'm not going to pat EPA on the back for waiting until the end of the year to decide what they're going to do with 2014, but they deserve great credit and praise for not siding with big oil. This is a really important step. It gives the renewable fuels industry an important opportunity to fight for another day, to make sure that this program stays on the kind of trajectory we need it to, which is to make sure oil companies are held legally responsible for giving consumers more options at the pump, not fewer.
Well, Brian, what do you think about EPA's reasoning for the decision was based on the great volume of comments that they got on the issue?
I think EPA was put in a box. I think the Obama administration was put in a box. They heard loud and clear from the oil companies that the so-called blend wall was a problem, and you know, a lot of folks at EPA are sympathetic with that. I got to tell you, it's not something I'm happy about, but it's true. And so, you know, they thought at first they were doing folks a favor, and then there was this groundswell of opposition from renewable fuel supporters, and thousands of comments poured in from ethanol and biodiesel supporters. And other folks from rural America saying, whoa, you are undermining the integrity of the RFS. You're probably violating the law with this new flawed methodology you want to use for how you would adjust the RFS. And this is an example where people can have power over the war chest that the oil sector has, because I am convinced it was the thousands of emails and phone calls and letters from biofuel supporters that got the attention of EPA, that got the attention of the White House, and made them pause and think, gosh, maybe we got this thing wrong. And while they didn't come out and say, hey, we got it wrong, the statement today, when you read between the lines, you can interpret it in no other way. The Obama administration recognized they got this thing wrong. They shouldn't have sided with oil companies. And, you know, this gives us a chance to get back in there, engage EPA and the White House, and try to get this thing back on track.
Well, we still have uncertainty here facing the industry, particularly when it comes to advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol. How do you think that this will impact them until we get some kind of final rule?
That's right. That's why no one should be uncorking any champagne bottles, because You are correct, Cindy, that uncertainty remains. And this delay is something that remains a problem for advanced and cellulosic biofuel interests particularly. I think what we need to make sure that we do is just re-engage the administration. This gives us a shot to get back in there, have meetings with them, have conversations with them about how close a lot of these investors and companies are to moving overseas if we don't get the RFS done right. The opportunities for advanced biofuels will be there. the question is, will those jobs be created, and will that innovation take place in the United States, or will it take place somewhere else? And the way to make sure it takes place in the United States is to keep the RFS on the trajectory called for in the law. And so while that uncertainty is problematic, the silver lining, the positive out of this is that it's an opportunity for us to reengage.
Thank you very much. That's Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol, and I'm Cindy Zimmerman.